At Seattle Center, colorful spires of glass jut out above the trees surrounding the new garden and glasshouse. Passersby have been standing on tiptoes to peek through and get a glimpse of the outdoor displays. Inside, 8 new galleries full of Dale Chihuly's art provide a chronological walk through his career. Special guests invited in for a preview seem unanimous in the verdict that this will be a huge new attraction for Seattle Center.
I think the galleries are absolutely amazing. Everything has such amazing color and light. It's just all beautiful, really well thought out and put together.
Quite an upgrade from the Fun Forest. It's really beautiful. You know, what's amazing, in addition to the works themselves, is how they're staged.
I love the reflection that they did with the art in the boats.
I like the shapes. I like the colors.
Pretty amazing. I understand at night. It's going to be incredible. It'll all be lit up.
It'll cost locals $15 to get in, $18 for tourists, generating annual rent of $350,000 for the city initially. Executive Director Michelle Bufano says even people who never go inside but visit Seattle Center will benefit from the improvements they've made in the area.
We've invested about $1 million in the public side of improving the walkways and improving the surroundings, including the area. We worked with Seattle Center to improve the area around the Mural Amphitheater.
A trellis of green vines now covers the old Fun Forest Arcade building, which had become a bit of an eyesore. And many people say just the glimpses of the Chihuly exhibits as you walk around the edge of the garden are an added attraction. And if you don't want to pay the price of admission but are interested in the artist, Bufano says you can always visit the new Chihuly bookstore or the Collections Cafe, which features 28 personal collections of Chihuly's possessions, everything from vintage cameras and radios to fly fishing reels and pocket knives embedded in the tables, and nearly 100 accordions hanging from the ceiling. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.